Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Tumura, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Hey. Now we're going to see more halachis about Tumura itself. What is the exact lashain, or the types of lashainis that could work for Tumura, and which won't? Sagt the Mishnah once again, Perik Hey, Mishnah, Hare Zu Tachas Zu. Let's say I have two animals in front of me. One is a chulin animal, the other is a carbon. And I say this chulin animal should be in place of the carbon. Or, tmurazu. Again, I'm standing in front of two animals and I say, this chulin animal should be a substitute for this carbon. Or, chalifaszu. Like we say by kapara zeh chalufasi, this instead of me. There should be an exchange for the carbon. Herezu tmura. All of these lashonis are good for tmura. I don't want to say kosher for tmura, because remember, tmura is something you're not allowed to do, but it would work for tmura. The kedusha would go over to the chulin animal. But even though these are all the shyness of tmura, if he says u mechalele sazu, that's a lashon of pidyon. Chilul, and I want to explain this carefully, would come from the same lashon like when you say chilul Hashem. What does that mean? There's supposed to be a shuras hashchin over here. A yeshiva bachur walks on the street. Where he walks, there's supposed to be a Kiddush Hashem. But if someone dressed like a yeshiva bachur does something, which is a chil Hashem, and he runs across against the light and a car has to screech to a stop, you feel like you're removing the Hashras Hashchina. So if someone has a carbon, and there's a blemish there, he's mechalel the carbon, he does chilul. It's not negative over here, like a chil Hashem, which is a terrible aveira. But it's the same word. Chol means weekday. Chilul means you're taking Kiddusha and turning it into weekday. You're removing the Kiddusha. So let's say I have a carbon that has a mum. I'm mechalel the carbon. I'm paida it. The Kiddusha is transferred to the money, and with the money I buy a new carbon. Or I take another animal and I say, the Kiddusha should go off the animal with the mum onto this carbon. But that's not Tmura. Remember, in the case of Tmura, the Kiddusha stays on both karbonis. I wasn't mechal anything. I didn't remove any kedusha. I only added kedusha. So therefore, if he says the lashon zu mechulele selzu, ain't a tmura. That's not tmura. A behemas kodesh that is not a balmum cannot go out lechulam. V'imo yehegdish balmum. But if the hegdish animal was taka balmum and he used the lashon mechuleles, so yotze lechulam. It goes out from its kedusha and it becomes chulam. An animal with a mum could go out of its kedusha, but v'tzarech l'aseis damim. Let's say the chulin animal is worth less than the carbon, so you have to make up for the difference in the money. Now the Batnur explains as follows. Let's say I have a hegdish animal that has a mum. Okay, let's say it's worth 100. And I'm bringing another animal. I say, I want the kedusha to go off that animal onto this animal, michulelis, and it could be done, because in this case the first animal has a blemish. But this other animal that I bought is only worth 75. So I don't say, huh, it's not a good exchange. No, forget it. No, it works. Because min ha-toida, even a hegdish item that is worth a lot of money, you can be poida it for a pruta. I can take something that's hegdish, that's worth 100, and say, I want the kedush to go off onto the pruta, and it goes off onto the pruta. That's min ha-toida. But the chachamim say you're going to have to pay the difference. So in our case, if I have here a hegdish balmum animal, and I say, I want the Kedusha to go off that animal onto a different animal. And the Hegdish Balmum animal. And the Hegdish Balmum animal is worth 100. And my new animal that I'm bringing over here that I want the Kedusha to go onto is worth 75. So min ha-Torah, it's more than a pruta. The Kedusha will go off onto the new animal. But I am mechuyev min ha-Rabbanan to take 25 out of my pocket now and give it to Hegdish. Let's see, buy another carbon. It would be something I could donate, like an oila or a shlamim. Or give it to the fund that they buy karbanas seber. So that's what the mission means. V'imo yehegdish balmum, if this hegdish karban is a balmum, so I could take a bimachal, that I could remove the kedusha, so it is yoytze lechulin. But if my animal that I'm using, I want this to get the kedusha from that animal, is worth less, v'tzarech la'asayz damim, then the owner has to make up the money. So, chazring over our Mishnah, Masechtas Tumura, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey. Someone says, Hare zu, this behemoth chulun should be tachas zu. Or he says tumura zu, or he says chalufa zu. In all these cases, it's tumura. These are valid lashonis of tumura. The hekdesh is going to be on both. But if he says mechuleles al zu, he wants this behemoth chulun to be paida to redeem the hekdesh behemoth that doesn't have a mum, it does not become tumura. You want to redeem it. You want the kedusha to go off the hekdesh animal onto the new animal. That's not tumura. So this hekdesh animal is a unblemished animal. Nothing happened over here. But if it was a balmum, then a chanami, and you said mechulelis as would go out to chulin, and the behemas chulin would take the place. The kedusha would leave the hekdesh behemah that's a balmum and go off onto your animal. And if it's worth less, with tzarich la'aseis damim, the Mishnah told us, you would have to make up the difference.